File 8, Listening 2.
Today we're going to talk about the best way to decide on where to go on vacation. First and foremost, you have to decide who is going to go on the trip. Ideally, you should take everyone's wishes into consideration when you're making plans, but sometimes that's not practical. Single people often make decisions about their vacations and then invite friends to come along. That way, they know they're going to get to go where they want to go, and the friends can make the choice to come along if they want to. Families, though, have to take everyone's wishes into consideration. Once you know who's going on the trip, make a decision about what kind of trip you want to take. Do you want a city tour with museums, art galleries, and concerts? Or do you want a nature-filled trip out in the wilderness at a national or state park? What kind of accommodations do you want? Nice hotels, a spa resort, or is camping more your style? Do you want a place with a lot of opportunities for relaxation, or a place where each member of the group can find an activity they enjoy? Once you have some of these details ironed out, you can start thinking about the destination. Ideally, it'd be some place that everyone is happy with. But if you have a large group, that may not be possible. Maybe it's somewhere where no one has been before. Or maybe it's a place where some or all members of the group have been and want to visit again. No matter how you plan your vacation, making sure that everyone is happy with the destination is an excellent first step toward enjoying every minute of your vacation.